We're talking with Bill Buckner with the Noble Foundation. Bill, you're involved in leadership with the Soil Health Institute, a fairly new group. What, you really got just really organized and put together, announced what, November, December?
That's correct, Ron. We announced it December 18th in Washington, D.C., and the institute is put together, and it's kind of a unique research institute, which is going to it'll be virtual in nature, so no bricks and mortar. We've got enough capacity in this country to handle research and all the land grants, and so we don't want to create something that's going to copy or mimic what they're trying to do. But what we want to do with the institute is get the best of the best of researchers to solve a lot of the more pressing problems that we see in soil health.
The concept of soil health matches up with what your mission is here at the Noble Foundation. Why is this such an important topic that you're willing to, you know, invest these type of resources?
Well, I think we'll all agree that climatic changes are occurring. You know, we've seen dramatic shifts in weather, and as we look at those, it's going to have dramatic impacts on the production agriculture. So one of the first and foremost places where we all need to start is understanding how soil can help mitigate climatic differentiations and dramatic shifts that allow us to either grow a crop or grow a forage and sustain ourselves or sustain our livestock production. And the other aspect about it is that, you know, agriculture is still coming under the eye and scrutiny in terms of the environmental impacts of a lot of our farming techniques. And the soil, to a lot of people's surprise, is a natural carbon sink. It's a natural filter for clean water. And if we don't build soil tilth and build good biological and organic matter in that soil, it runs off and it creates the problems that we see downstream. And so we have to get ahead of these environmental issues and these regulatory curves that are coming. And we see that soil is a big part of that. But more importantly, soil health helps us reduce input cost. It helps us to produce better livestock, more healthier livestock, and in healthier situations.
Are you pleased to see, you know, it seems like USDA has really come on board with the soil health campaign that they've developed, and that I know that's given a lot of visibility to this whole concept.
It really has, and the whole premise of the Soil Health Institute is to take the campaigns from like NRCS, which is Unlock the Secrets of Soil. There's a lot of corn growers has a great campaign called the Soil Health Partnership. Is to take all of those and provide an umbrella aspect, if you will, for all these different campaigns. So we really are tackling the tough things of understanding. Well, first and foremost, how do you even measure soil health? There isn't a certified soil health test out there. So we're working with across the sector to try to develop what those indicators are for soil health going forward. There's huge gaps in soil health research that are out there. There's research that's been done that's all over the place that's never really been published. So we want to do the grunt work to get the industry, a huge neglected industry, back up on its feet. So we can then begin advancing agriculture in another way by focusing on the soil first and not just the above-the-ground aspects.
I guess what the hope down the road is to be able to put some mechanisms in place to get some of this transmitted successfully to individual farmers?
Absolutely. Education is going to be a huge component of that. And by working with NRCS, and as you alluded to, they've got a great campaign, and they do a lot of great work on the ground. And the other two entities that we really have to work with and move this campaign or move the education down is with the conservation districts. They can play a huge role for us there. And in Oklahoma, we're working in tandem with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission and NRCS to really understand how we can bring more conservation on the ground here in Oklahoma and not to neglect Oklahoma State with the extension work that they can do as well. So we're hoping that at least in Oklahoma we can get these four entities combined, and then the information that comes out of the Soil Health Institute, we can take that and drive it down on the ground in a much more efficient manner.
Bill Buckner, President and CEO of the Noble Foundation, and also now the board chairman for the Soil Health Institute. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.